Everybody's doing well. So, going to Chicago, road game in our division. Very difficult to win on the road, as everybody in this room knows, especially in the NFC North. We're going back outdoors, and, their grass is a little bit thicker than the grass we have here at Winter Park. But, we've played there before. We know what we have to do, and, big challenge ahead of us there. Their special teams had a couple hiccups early in the season, but they're playing extremely well. Their coverage teams are much better. They've got an outstanding returner in Mark Mariani, and, their field goal kicker and punter are doing extremely well. So we've got our work cut out for us.
It seems like every week Mike Zimmer talks about the importance of special teams or how good you guys are doing. What's it mean to have a head coach that's so all about special teams?
Oh, that's huge. I've coached for most of the coaches I've coached for have supported special teams. And when you have one that doesn't understand or doesn't support it, it kind of permeates throughout the whole team. Coach Zimmer does such a great job in believing in what we're doing and supporting our special teams. It makes my job a little bit easier. And that, again, it goes throughout the whole team. And our guys have bought in. We've got the right guys. We draft the right guys. We bring the right guys in. They have great attitudes. They enjoy playing special teams until it's their turn on offense or defense. And, we know and our guys realize what a huge, important part of that game is, or any game is, special teams.
Does Zimmer get involved very much in the special teams game planning, or does he kind of leave that all to you?
Well, the way he gets involved is that, he says, here's our objectives for this week. What do we need to do? This is the type of team we're playing. We're on the road. It could be windy. It could be, whatever the case may be. In Chicago, it's always windy. But, he basically says, here's what we need. Here's our objectives for our football team. And then I take that upon myself and in our game plan and to prepare our team for, as per his wishes, so to speak.
Was it for Blair not to let the missed extra point snowball? And then I think he made four in a row field goals after that.
Yeah, he did a great job. He bounced back, and he's typically a guy since he's been here that does a good job bouncing back. And, obviously we can't have those misses, especially at PAT, especially indoors. But the way he kicked the rest of the game, kicking field goals and kicking off for us, was a huge part of our victory.
What's he doing different as opposed to maybe in the preseason or early in the season when he's going through those struggles?
I think more of it's confidence. He's still hitting the ball pretty much the same. We tweaked a couple things here and there, and we continue to work on stuff to help him become more consistent or be more consistent as a place kicker. But to him, it's more of a confidence thing because he's got all the ability in the world. I think he's one of the top kickoff field goal guys in our league. But when he's a confident kicker, he's a really good kicker, and he showed that on Sunday.
Anything different from him after that bye week? He said that really kind of helped him reset.
Yeah, I think he came back with a maybe not a different focus, but maybe refocused on the things that we've been talking about since he's been here. And he's worked real hard on his mental approach to the game, and that's helped him a lot. Because as you mature and, physically, I think he's stronger than he's ever been. And as he matures mentally, he'll become a more consistent, more confident kicker.
What do those 50-plus yarders do for a kicker's confidence?
Well, I think any kicker, that's huge. I mean, I know they were indoors, but that 53-yard kick he had was probably the best field goal he's had since he's been here. I mean, he drilled it right down the middle. Snap was good. Hold was good. The protection was outstanding. And, a lot of people don't understand. It's not just Blair. It's Kevin. It's Jeff. It's our protection team, our offensive linemen. We got a defensive lineman in there. We got a couple tight ends. And our guys have done a nice job all year there.
He said during the bye week he took a trip down to Georgia and just kicked on the field by himself. Did you know he was going to do that, or was that kind of just him doing it?
It was kind of spur of the moment, but he told me he was going to do it. Yep.
How much does it help with the conditions of TCF going over there to Chicago? Is there any similarities at all that can help the kickers?
Obviously, the turf's different, but the wind, Blair's kicked there before, Jeff's kicked there before, punted there before, so it won't be totally new. It's supposed to be a nice day. I think they're supposed to have some rain on Saturday, and then Sunday it's supposed to be a little bit of wind and a nice day. So we always talk about preparing for the elements whenever we go on the road, outdoor game, whether it's Chicago or anywhere else. But, Chicago's a tough place to play at times, and hopefully it won't be that bad.
From your observation around the league, why do you think the extra point is a little bit more difficult to adjust to, or how long do you think it'll take?
Well, instead of a 20-yard field goal, it's a 33-yard field goal. I mean, I know it's only 13 yards, and people don't understand that there are no chip shots in this league with people, blocking kicks and putting pressure on the kicker and then the protection team. And, I don't know if it's more of a mental thing or not, but it's still a 33-yard field goal. Should they make it? Sure, of course they should. They're NFL kickers, but, you're going to have people that miss them at times, and unfortunately we've had two, and hopefully that'll be it for the year.
Expected that it it would be this sort of slow transition? Or,
you know, I didn't think a whole lot about it because we're trying to approach every kick the same. But, you know, obviously it has been a little bit of a transition. And I think it's good for the league. I mean, I'm glad the owners were, you know, kept this play in the game. It's an important part of our game. And so hopefully we'll keep it in for a long, long time.
You may have explained this before, but what went into the decision to choose the left hash for the PAT attempts?
It's just the way he swings his leg through. I think he'll go middle or right if the winds are a little bit different, depending on field conditions. And maybe that part of the field in Chicago might be torn up, and we'll just move it over to the middle or right hash. He shouldn't have a problem anywhere in either hash. But, you know, he feels more comfortable on the left hash.
Well, Jeff Locke didn't kick his first punt last week until, like, the fourth quarter. Is it hard for a kicker to get into a rhythm when they're not being used?
Well, I mean, he didn't have to have a chance really to get in a rhythm. But, you know, the way we talked about going into Detroit last week was we wanted to win every punt situation. We talked about that in the meeting. And, you know, we had the field punt where we netted 41. We punted and covered it well. We had the plus 50 punt where we pinned him at the 11. And then we took a safety. So, to me, all three situations we won were a big part of our game.
Do any stretches or anything to stay loose? Because, I mean, you can't really practice punting on the sidelines.
Well, he punts into the net. Yeah, he keeps loose throughout the game. It was easier indoors, obviously. If it was cold, it might be a different deal for him. But, you know, he understands how to stay loose throughout the whole game. And I don't monitor that. I got enough going on.
Did the intentional safety originate from you, or was that Coach Zimmer?
We've talked about that before in that situation. We've practiced it before. We practiced it in the spring in training camp. 2 weeks ago we practiced it, or the week before the Detroit game, I believe it was, we practiced it. So it's something that Coach Zimmer always has in his back pocket, and it was a perfect time to call it. We good? Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks.